Blog Talk Radio.
Don't know.
About believing in the word of God above everything. Someone said to me, I know you don't have to worry because you believe you're covered by the blood. And I'm going to tell you right now, brothers and sisters, when you believe what the word of God says, I mean, I could give you a whole lot of scriptures, but you got to believe in them. You know, if you're going to get healed, you got to believe that by his stripes, you are healed. You are. It's already done. So sometimes it's like how we believe. Not only just what we believe, but how we believe in it. Do you believe that it's already been done? And if so, Jesus said, take up your bed and walk. Even the disciples had that same testimony. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get ready to have a word of prayer by Evangelist Sharon. Our subject this week has been the reality of the living Word in the New and living way, really living way is from the heart, from the spirit of a man. And this week, we talked about how one think in his heart or in his spirit. So that's what our review is going to be about. So I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she would be so kind to give us a word, and we'll get further into the lesson.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell, and good afternoon to all the listeners. And believing in God for it to work for you and the spirit, it's just like being pregnant. You either are pregnant or you are not. So it's how much you believe. And in 1 Corinthians 2, and I believe it's 5 through 14, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world and to our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's when we can say bye-bye to everything, because we have the mind of Christ, and it's what we believe. I want to thank God for another perfect, beautiful day. I want to thank him for this broadcast. I want to thank Pastor for playing that selection. Forget about yesterday and look forward and just keep driving. Don't look in your rearview mirror and start today. I want to pray for those who need prayer, for those that ask us to remember them in prayer, for those who don't know they need prayer. I want to pray for the bereaved families. I'm praying for those who have any kind of addiction or affliction or need to be delivered from and healed. I pray for world peace, and I'm praying for also that Pastor was talking about our young youth, that we can somehow get something out to them where they can start practicing spiritual walks and conversations so that they believe as children and come up knowing that there's spirit in a human experience. I want to pray that God will continue to open up our eyes and our hearts to believe what the truth is, and that we may walk as Christ walked the earth and treat people in such a way that God will be pleased. I pray for those who are shut in, for those who are sick mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I want to pray for this broadcast, and I bind anything that will come in between our pastors and anything that would block the Holy Ghost to come in. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon, for that heartfelt prayer. At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Renee if she would fix us a little sandwich here, and then we'll get into the review. Evangelist Renee.
Good morning, everyone. God bless. Okay, let's see. You're going to get us a sandwich. There you go. Okay. There we go. The first piece of bread I'm going to put, just hold it. Psalms, I believe I've seen Psalms 19. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path.
Yes.
Is that the 119th Psalm?
I believe so, Pastor.
Okay.
It didn't give me the... It didn't give. I got a verse, but I don't have where it's at.
That's okay.
No issue.
Okay. Next piece of bread will be all scripture. All scripture is inspired by God and is is useful to teach us what is and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Inside this piece, these two pieces of bread, scripture we stand on every day, by his stripes we are healed.
Yes.
We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. And our God is good all the time. And all the time, he is good.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. God bless you. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. Well, this review, so I can set it up for everybody, especially those this is your first time hearing us on this subject. We're talking about the reality of living in this new and living way. And if you're going to live in this new and living way, you got to live by the heart. Remember Hebrews 10 and 20. This is that new and living way. But in 1 Peter 3:4, it's called the hidden man of the heart. So when the Word of God is talking about the heart here, he's talking about your spirit man, the hidden man of the heart. It ain't something you see through the optical nerve. But he's talking about the heart. And this word heart here means spirit. So I'll be clear with everyone. We're not talking about the heart that is called the muscle organ that's in your chest, which pumps blood throughout the body. We're not talking about that heart. We're talking about the spirit man. I've been told animals have hearts. Birds have hearts. I've been told, now, I don't know, but I just know it works in the human body, and it has function. When talking about heart, we're talking about the heart that we're talking about is the spirit. And so I just wanted to make sure everybody with us. Our foundational scripture for this week was found in Proverbs 23 and 7. Evangelist Sharon, would you read Proverbs 23 and 7?
Yes. For as he thinketh in his heart, so he is. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Amen.
And Pastor Bale, can I get you to read it out of the Messenger Bible?
Yes, Pastor, and good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, Proverbs 23 and verse 7, he'll be Let me back up just a little bit. Don't accept a meal from a tightwad. Don't expect anything special. He'll be as stingy with you as he is with himself. He'll say, eat, drink, but don't mean a word of it. Amen.
Amen.
So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And that's the part I want you to get there. So is a man in his heart. And then to turn around and to give you an illustration about eat and drink, said he to thee, but when it comes to his heart, is not with it. When it comes to his spirit, he's not with it. So the word heart here is that same word spirit. So is a man thinketh in his heart. For as he thinks, as he think in his heart, so is he. Talking about the spirit of the man, okay? So anybody have any comment? Anything they want to share?
Yes, Pastor, I do. We often use luck and coincidences, and we say how ironic things are when we can't intellectually explain when really it's God. But how coincidental is it that the heart is the main organ for humans, for it to pump blood through our body? Without that main organ, that heart, you cannot live. You have a few other organs you can live without, but without that heart, you cannot live as a human. And without the hidden man heart, you won't be able to live spiritually if you don't recognize it.
Awesome.
Because it is to our spirit what our heart is to our body. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I like that. Anyone else? And since we're talking about the living and new way, that's what calls us to have life, is that spirit, the hidden man of the heart. Without it,
yeah,
you would die. Just like she said, and that's a good illustration. You compare your spirit heart with your human heart, with that 4-inch thing in your chest. If you take that thing out, blood's going to go, you're going to die. I just tell you like it is going to die. You go and cut it off like you cut off a muffler from a car, it's going to die. You go and cut it off like about like taking fish out of water and leave him on dry ground, he's going to die. It's just some things, brother and sister, you have to see the reality of it. And the reality is that whatever is in you, it's what's going to motivate you. So it depends on what's in your spirit. And that's one of the things that we talked about this week. Jesus himself, his thoughts. And we checked it out. We'll do it again. In Philippians 2:6, let's see what Jesus had to say about your thought process. Because it's important, brothers and sisters. You know, these things running across your head, it's important that you do something with these thoughts and make sure they're the right thoughts. So that was something that we tackled this week. So we'll jump on a little of that. In Philippians 2:6, please.
Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Think of yourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. He had equal status with God, didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantage of the status no matter what. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus had, it was important that he think like God because that's what he was. He had to imitate God because that's who he was. It became his nature. That's who he was. And so it is with us. We have to start thinking that way. The Bible says that in Philippians 6, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Well, why did he tell us this? Well, why are you telling us that? Well, when you go back and you'll check it out, you'll see that Paul was explaining to the people, look, not every man on his own thing, but every man also on things of others. And he says, okay, for you to do this, you got to have the mind of Christ. So he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Christ's mind was, and I like the way the Messenger Bible put it, he said, we ought to think ourselves or think of yourselves the way Christ thought of himself.
Yes.
So he tells us, let this mind be in you that was in Christ. Think of him, think of ourselves as Christ thought of himself. The Bible says, who being in the form of God, we're in the form of Christ because we're a new creature. He didn't think it would be robbery to be equal with God, just like us. We shouldn't think it's robbery to be equal with Christ because we're doing the work that Christ did.
Amen.
So many people don't realize Christ thought of himself. So the question is, how you think of yourself? What you think of yourself? He didn't think it was a problem being equal. His status was that of God or equal with God. He didn't think about that stuff. He didn't make himself with no reputation. And it's the same thing with us, brothers and sisters. It's how you think. What are you thinking?
Yes.
Are you thinking yourself to be like Christ? Because there will be situations, if they haven't already been, that the Spirit will tell you to do an act of Christ, whatever that is. Now, it can be anything from giving to love to mercy to whatever. That thought come forth. Well, you are really required to act like that. And legally you can, because the Bible says over here in the fifth verse, you have to have the mind. But you have to do that. You have to have that same attitude that Christ had. You got to have that same mindset that Christ had. That's what you have to do. You have to think yourself the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. You have to do that.
Pastor, can I just say, I just want to add to that, we do have to think that, and we're transformed. We have to transform our minds, and we're transformed once we're saved. Just think of it like a heart transplant. When we, as humans, we spend hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars for a heart transplant or stents to keep the heart working. God has arranged everything that we get a free pass from everything, victory and everlasting life that costs us nothing just to believe, that all we have to do is transform our mind. So when we get saved, that's our heart transplant. We get saved, and we have to have a renewing of the mind. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, so what happens is you see your spirit get born again, and then your mind get renewed on the word of God so that your mind can match up with the things of God. So your spirit will match up. But without a born-again spirit, I like what it says, transform. When your mind is transformed or your spirit is transformed like Christ, which that requires us being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed. I guess that's what I like about 1 Peter. See, that 1 Peter 3 is called the hidden man of the heart, that which is not corruptible. See, the way we are now, we are corruptible. Once your spirit get born again, it become incorruptible. That is like so important, brothers and sisters, because then you're ready to live this new and living way because you got a new spirit in you. And so your mind have to be on the same page with God. Because, see, God thought not our thoughts and our thoughts are not. So that's why we have to get that mind. That's why we have to get the mind of Christ. Also, we did a 1 Corinthians, I think it was 3:20. So unless you have something to say, Pastor, or anyone before that go, but especially Pastor.
Oh, let me check my notes, Pastor.
Okay. If not, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 3:20. You good?
Yes, Pastor, we're good. Amen.
Okay. Evangelist Sharon, would you read 1 Corinthians 3:20?
And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. Be God's fool. That's the path to true wisdom. What the world calls smart, God calls stupid. It's written in the scripture. He exposes the snurry of the chick. The master sees through the smoke screens of the know-it-alls. Amen, amen.
Amen.
You see, God knows. And the Bible says this is according to the scripture now. He said this is what the scripture says. That's what Paul said. Paul said the scripture says this. The word of God says this. And he knows the thought. He knows what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows if the thought is wise. He knows if it's wholesome. He knows if it's vain. He knows if it's pointless. Because, see, a lot of these thoughts that we think is pointless, especially when we have what the Bible said to do, that was over there in 2 Corinthians. Let me tell you what you do with your thoughts anyway, since we're there. Over there in 2 Corinthians 5, last week I think I got it messed up. I think I did 5 and 10. Might have been 10 and 5 is what I wanted. In 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, here's what you do with the thoughts, brothers and sisters. This is what you have to do with your thoughts if it doesn't line up to the Word of God. I don't care what philosopher or what teacher, what, that doesn't matter. You don't put anything above what the Word of God says because that's what you're living by. Like I told y'all earlier, I think it was Evangelist Sharon reminded me that, you know what, you don't have to be like the other people because you're covered by the blood. See, if your thoughts that you covered by the blood and you live in that, you're going to cast down what everybody else said. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Amen.
Because you're protected.
That's right.
And your wisdom comes from God anyway. But in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, please read that for me.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, we use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure life shaped by Christ. Amen.
Amen.
That's deep. That is really deep.
Amen.
If you're going to live this new living way, it's going to be real important that you have to do this. You have to cast those thoughts down. If it doesn't agree with the Word of God, you're going to have to cast it down. I don't care what the philosopher says. I don't care what politics. You're going to tear those barriers down. These things have been erected against the Word of God, against truth. You got to cast it down.
Say that.
Not one of them, but he says every high thought or every high thing that wants to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, you have to bring it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. In other words, anything opposite of God's word,
cast it down.
You got to cast it down. That's right. Feeling, that's intelligence, that's all this mental physics. If it doesn't line up to the Word of God, even culture, You know, a lot of times people, they put their culture over God. They do. Well, this is how we was raised. This is how we would do it. Well, wait a minute. What did the Word of God say? Now that you know truth, and I like that word right there. Now that you know truth, what are you going to do about it? Now that you understand, what are you going to do about it? You going to continue to live that way, or are you going to live this new and living way? Now that you know now, now that you realize God has given you all these powerful tools to smash the enemy, to cut that mess down, because there's some people probably thinking right now they can't be healed. There's some people right now, and Evangelist Renee, she showed us Thursday when she came on here shouting and just cutting up. Thursday, the power of God.
Amen.
Yeah, I mean, you have to see those pictures to realize what battle she had going on in there. But she realized she didn't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. And she realized that the weapons of her whole warfare was not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down. See, that's where you got to come to. You got to know that the weapons of your warfare are not carnal. You're not going to use these carnal things. And I want to tell you right off, don't you can't even stand up against them. So you have to get spiritual with people, because someone that denounced the Word of God is a straight fool. Anybody that put anything above the Word of God is a fool, and you can tell them that I said so, because the Word of God says, the Word of God says it. Not just me. I'm saying what the Scriptures say.
Amen.
Okay, you all thoughts on that? Anybody have any thoughts on that before we go any further?
Yes. I think we read 2 Corinthians 5 and 10 as well. You coupled it with 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he have done, whether it be good or bad. Amen.
Amen.
You will give an account of it. The things that you compared to the things of God, opportunities you had to say, well, no, God, Christ is a healer. There are some people teaching, well, I mean, everything. I don't care if it's dealing with funds, finances, and especially the preachers, because we got an obligation. Pastor, we have a responsibility. Evangelist, we got a responsibility. Teachers, we got a responsibility. Ministers, we got a responsibility. Prophets, we got a responsibility. We got to get people hooked up with eternal life. We got a responsibility to tell them that God wants their heart to be on him like it is on other stuff. See? And if you don't, you will give an account of it. You will. Yeah. Of every deed, everyone, not just the people you're preaching to, but the preacher too, got to give an account. See, that's the reality of living this new and living way. You're going to have to give an account. Sooner or later, you will give an account. So one of the things that really came to mind that I made notes of was Philippians 2 and 6. So let's do Philippians 2 and 6. Does somebody else have any comments on that? We're going to move on.
Particular scripture is very important. And a lot of us as humans rationalize, and we can be so intellectual and cunning with words until we can talk ourselves in and out of things where it just says, you don't even have to try to figure it out. It just says, if it's opposite of what God says, just cast it down. But we like to try as humans to justify things, and God has made it very easy for us. praise the Lord. In Philippians 2 and 6, it reads as follows. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen.
Amen. Think of yourself the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. He had equal status with God, but didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages. Amen.
Amen, amen.
And I understand we went over that scripture, but for some reason or another, we must have picked it up for that Tuesday, because we went to Romans 12, 1 and 2, tells us how to make 2 and 6 become a reality. So let's go to Romans 12, 1 and 2.
Okay. In the King James, it reads as follows. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. That was the scripture that I was thinking about, but my memory is not that great, nor do I know the Bible that well. That's the honest truth. But when I was saying when we have a heart transplant, this is the scripture that I was referring to. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise God. From the Message Bible. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. That's one of my favorite scriptures. I love the way the Message Bible relates it. It's just the way that it says, take your everyday getting up, walking around, eating, you know, life, because that's what it is. It's repetitive. And just, that scripture is so beautiful. I love the way the Message of the Bible is written. Praise God.
Amen. Amen, amen.
And as quiet as it may be kept, brothers and sisters, God expects for us to do that. You have to present your body as a living sacrifice. You can't be conformed to this world. A lot of times people, they don't think about it. How do you become conformed to this world? Pretty much like what Evangelist Sharon was talking about earlier. Brothers and sisters, listen, don't allow philosophy or education or intelligence to overrule the Word of God. You have to stop it. You have to say, well, the Word of God is true. I may not understand it. I can't put it in words. But, hey, time out. If the Word of God says it, then I just believe it. That's just where I am. I'm sorry, it may not be in everybody's book, but this is the way I see it. I just see it the way the Word of God said. I'm not trying to make it any different than what the Word of God says. So, brothers and sisters, this is how I view it. This is how I share it. I like to encourage people to, hey, let it be based on God. Let it be predicated on the word of God. This is the kind of wisdom that God wants us to operate in. Now, I gotta admit it to you, brother and sister. I got to admit it right now. I don't know this. I don't know that. But I know what the word of God says. So give me a moment and let me go into the word of God and find out what it is. Because when he says for us to be not conformed to this world, I get that. I'm not going to think like the world thinks. This is how the world think about disease. This is how the world think about healing. This is how the world think about politics. See, I'm not going to be conformed to that way of thinking. My way of thinking is presenting myself as a living sacrifice to God. That's how I look at life. And this new and living way. And if you're going to live this new and living way, brothers and sisters, you're going to have to embrace what the words say. Then you become transformed. I always take a transformer. Like, have you ever saw those, they used to make these cars. I don't know if they still do them now. But it'd be a
Transformers.
Car, and then they can transform into something else.
Transformers.
But that was always amazing to me. Yeah. That was amazing. It's about as amazing as a tadpole becoming a frog. It has to go through a transformation. And that's what has to happen to us with the word of God. You can no longer be a caterpillar. At some point in time, you got to become a butterfly.
Yes.
You got to make that transformation.
Yes.
It has to happen.
Pastor, can I
and you got to embrace the word of God with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just add to that, and once you do embrace the word of God and you don't let anything come before God, you leave God out of nothing, your life will change for the better all the way around the world. You'll have an abundance of love and peace and kindness and nice things to say and you won't even want to entertain anything else of the world once you've gotten a dose of what God has so freely given to us. Amen. It makes me want to cry sometimes. But that's just me. I'm emotional.
Well, that's what I was saying to you guys on Friday. We were talking about, I was telling you all, and I still confess that even today, is I had asked God, I wanted to kind of have a spirit that Pastor have. You know, she's able to do things through love. See, when you have the mind of Christ, you want to love like Christ. You want to resolve situations like Christ. You want to, I mean, the purity of it. That's what you want to do.
Amen.
That's what
Amen.
You want to do. And so I asked God, and God said, well, you need patience. But if you get patience, you know, and then you begin to get his mind, you want his love. See, that's how I see things, brothers and sisters. And that's what I want.
And I love when Pastor Bell prays because you can
hear. I shared a scripture with you all the other day, and I think that was in Philippians 2. I don't know if it was in Philippians 4. It might have been 4 and 8, where it talks about whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. That's where you got to put your mind. You got to put your mind there on thinking. Start loving like God said to love. When you get the mind of Christ, you don't have any choice but to take on that nature, take on that way of thinking.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to share this, and then if anybody have any comments, we're going to definitely listen to all of them. But I thought about something, this transformation bit and thinking on having your mind transform, and that's where my thoughts was at. And God reminded me of, I think his name, Jamie Foxx. He had to play Ray Charles. And he did an interview, the behind-the-scenes thing. He says, well, how were you able to play Ray Charles like that? He said he put his mind on everything that Ray Charles did. the way he moved, the way, and you know, he can imitate his voice too. You know that, right? So on all, and that's just not the only person he can imitate. He imitates Barack Obama. He imitates a lot of people. But anyway, but here's the key, and here's the thing. He allowed his mind to go there. And brothers and sisters, if we really want to be like Christ, you got to allow your mind to go there. Think of everything Christ would do. Think of everything he would say. So whatever things are true that Christ would say, that's what you do. Whatever things is honest that you know Christ would do, that's what you do. Whatever things are right that Christ would do, that's what you do. See, you got to allow your mind to go there. So when he said, let this mind be in you, you have to do that. Just like Jamie Foxx, he had to allow himself to take on that spirit that Ray Charles had. He had to do that. So he could start thinking like that, talking like that. And that's what is expected out of us spiritually, if you all can get to that. That may be if you can get to that, that's the thought I want to leave with you on that. And with that being said, anyone like to comment on anything been said this week? Pastor read a scripture, I want to say it was Friday, but it kind of just confirmed all of this. I had it in my notes. I got to go find my notes now. Was that 1 Peter 3? Or 1 Peter 2 and 9, scripture, Pastor Reed. But anyway, I got to think about what scripture this is. But I want to say it was 2 Peter 1, 3, and 4. That's what I think it was. I'm going to have to look that up. Second, Pastor, do you remember reading, is that 2 Peter 1? And three.
Yes,
he has. Read that manuscript. It might have been, huh?
Mm-hmm. We can read that passage. Yeah.
Yeah. Great stuff.
Yeah. If you will read 2 Peter 1:3-4.
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen.
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 And from the Message Bible, okay, I think it was 3 and 4, okay. I'm going to start with that third verse. It says, everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invites us to God, the best invitation we ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you. Your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. Amen.
Amen.
So God's divine power has been given to us. Everything we need pertaining to life and godliness and a way to live this new and living way. God has given us that spiritually. So don't let anybody outside of the Word of God tell you anything any different. Oh, well, you know this. Now, God has given me everything I need. Been given to me. And yeah. matter of fact, it said not only just a little bit, but exceedingly and great and precious promises.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we could become partakers of his nature. That's why we can't allow and we can't afford to allow the enemy to bring his ideals and stuff into us. It's a faith walk, yes, I agree totally. But you cannot allow, you got to protect yourself. You got to guard yourself against this stuff. But anyway,
yes.
that goes along, that scripture went along with everything else that had been said as far as, you know, battles that we had, because one of my battles was, you know, I'm just going to be honest with y'all. I wanted to, a lot of stuff I wanted to handle in the flesh, but God continued to show me, do it the love way, have the mind of Christ. And for some reason, when I think about the mind of Christ, I think about love. I think about his peace.
Yeah.
I think about, you know, that I am an heir to God and a joint heir with Christ. So whatever's in Christ is in me. I think about the fact that God is actually, and this is for everybody, God actually expects for us to have the mind of Christ. He expects
Amen.
That. Because
mm-hmm.
we are a new creation.
Amen.
We, remember, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. We've been forgiven.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
And going back to Evangelist Renee's scripture over there in 1 Peter 2 and 24, by his stripes we've been healed spiritually, physically, emotionally. A lot
yes.
of people are still
yes.
hurt emotionally. Brother and sister, let me tell you what. If you'll take the word of God and let it be a healing to you, you can get healed emotionally. And remember that blessing with all spiritual blessings. I forgot who read that scripture last week. You've been blessed with all of these things. But you got to put them into
mm-hmm.
practice. You got to operate on them. Or you're right. You'll never get healed from some of the things that you've been dramatized you. You know, speaking of praying, we want to pray for those people that got killed last night. About eight of them in that concert.
Travis Scott concert. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we got to pray for those people. Because I guarantee you, those people got dramatized last night.
Absolutely.
Being stepped on, drunk, walked
yes.
on. Some of them didn't know they were going to wake up today. As Christians, the Bible says we can exercise our authority over the enemy, according to Luke 10 and 19. We can exercise our authority over the enemy. I was telling y'all about children the other day, and we was praying for them. There's children out here about to commit suicide, and we walking around here happy-go-lucky. We need to pray for our children, our grandchildren.
Yeah.
See, some people have been dramatized from their youth up. I've talked to people who've been raped, people who've been had a gun put up their nose. People get dramatized.
Yeah.
Now, that may not bother you, but they still having nightmares about it. We had a girl here in Georgia, and I'm going to say this, but we had a little girl here in Georgia got smashed in a school bus. And she afraid of riding a school bus. Dramatized. You'd be surprised with a dramatized people. So we got to remember, brothers and sisters, because we are more than conquerors, we're more than conquerors through him.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 37. We're more than conquerors.
Yes,
amen.
Yeah.
And because you have been established in the word of God, use it. Because if not, then it's pointless. It's pointless. You got all this information, and the Bible says in Romans 8:17, we're joint heirs with Christ, simply meaning whatever Christ got, we have. Yeah, because we're joint heirs with him. We both got an account. We have a joint account with Christ. If Christ got $50, we got $50. If Christ got $10, we got $10. If he got $10 million, we got $10 million. We're joint. So he got healing. That means we have healing. But are we going to exercise?
Amen.
Yeah, we're going to exercise. We're going to go and spin it. What you going to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
But let us live this new and living way. And before I get too far carried away, I want to give out this number. And I do apologize for Friday, too. I'm going to ask Pastor, I'm going to give it out. And then anybody have anything else to say, y'all can say it. And Pastor, you can have the last word after everybody's done. But the number we're to call is area code 216-799-0090. Again, that number is 216-799-0090. And they're going to ask you for an access code. Then you put in there 680-1309. Access code 1-8-0-1-3-0-9. It's in your hand, Pastor. And anyone else that have anything else to say, Pastor, let them have it to say, and you close us out. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that has something to say? Amen.
Yes, I was trying to, I just wanted to say that, Pastor Bell, you always pray so beautifully to me. I mean, I've heard a lot of prayers. I've been in church and heard prayers and just mind wandered off. But because when you pray, and God, and Sir Beasley just pointed out that scripture, for those that's kind and for those who are giving and be loving, so you possess those qualities, and I think that is so, so beautiful. And I also wanted to say, in that scripture that you read, it says that we miraculously, and that's what stood out to me. They're stating it is a miracle, you know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. So stop trying to figure it out. Just go with God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And thank you. And God bless you. God bless Pastor. And I just thank God for the word of God. As I shared, maybe someone didn't hear it on Friday. As I shared, I believe it was on Thursday, how that came about. And I was speaking with my daughter one day, and she told me, she said, "Mama, you hurt my feelings." And when she said that, I tell you, I had to talk to God. I said, "Okay, Lord, you're going to have to help me. Because I don't want, if I have offended my own daughter, I'm thinking, who else have I been short with or something, you know?" So I asked the Lord to help me with that. And so he heard and answered prayers. And I thank God now I'm more watchful, because, you know, that's what we have to do. We have to, like Pastor said, guard our heart. Well, we got to guard what we're speaking as well. And so we have to allow to give us what to say at the right time. And so he'll give you that spirit that you will think twice before it comes out. I don't know, probably telling my age, but my mother used to always say, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say nothing at all.
Amen.
Praise God. So, but the scripture I like for us to read is 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 10, if you will. 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 10.
Okay. 2 Corinthians 1 and 10. Thank you, Pastor. It reads in the King James as follows. And that was 1 in 10. I apologize. Who delivered us from so great a death and doeth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And from the Message Bible, it reads, Your hard times are also our hard times. When we see that you're just as willing to endure the hard times to enjoy the good times, we know you're going to make it, no doubt about it. Amen. That was one of the scriptures that we had also on Thankful Thursday. And I like that scripture because it says, who delivered us from so great a death and doeth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. So it takes us to put our trust in the Lord. We have to have that mind and that heart of Christ, that spirit, so
yes,
that he can direct us. And in doing that, he will teach us to guard our heart, guard what we say, and live unto him. So we're looking forward to being with everyone on tomorrow. And God bless each and every one. And traveling mercies also for our pastor as well. God bless.